Okay, so we have some beautiful Vartlach on this week's Parsha, opening up with the Chasam Sofer and the famous idea that the small Aleph of Vayikra, Moshe wrote a small Aleph because of his great humility. He wanted to write Vayakar, like by Bilam, but he wrote Vayikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced him to write Vayikra, but the Aleph was small. That's the Medrash. So the Chasam Sofer asks the question, we have by Matan Torah in Parshas Yisro, it says Vayikra Hashem El Moshe, Vayal Moshe. So why didn't Hashem write a small Aleph Vayikra in Parshas Yisro? Why did he wait until Sefer Vayikra to write a small Aleph? So Chasam Sofer says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in three different ways, in three types of nevuas. One type is Lashon Vayikar, where he appears, the vision, the nevuah is for everyone, not only Moshe, not only Klal Yisrael, but even for the Umos HaOlam, like Bilam, Vayikar Elokim El Bilam. That's one way. There's another way HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in nevuah, and that's he speaks to everyone, to all Am Yisrael, but not to Umos HaOlam. And then he speaks in a third way, Vayikra Moshe, just to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, prior to Cheda Egel and Matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayikra Hashem LeMoshe, all of Klal Yisrael heard that. It was everyone together. There's no need for any humility on Moshe Rabbeinu's part. They all heard that. But only after Cheta Egel, where Am Yisrael was involved in a Chet, they lost that ability to hear and the vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was a Vayikra that was unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. Only he heard it, and for that reason he wanted to write a small Aleph in this particular instance. The next one is from Darsh Mordechai. Rav Mordechai Druck quotes a beautiful idea from Rav Shach. Rav Shach asked the question, how can Moshe Rabbeinu write a small Aleph? Hallo, Rabbi Akiva Darish Kol, Tag V'Tag, Shabbatorah, Tilei Talim, Shalachos. Every ounce of ink, Rabbi Akiva was able to darish in more halachas. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he made the Aleph smaller, that meant there's less to darish in. There's less ink for Rabbi Akiva to darish in. How can Moshe Rabbeinu minimize, dilute the amount of drashas that were there? Says Rav Shach, an incredible thing, that the midah of anava, the midah of humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, that itself is greater than all the tilei tilim shalachas that Rabbi Kiva would darshan. It was worth the lesson of humility, worth the lesson of anivas, more so than to teach more halachas. That was an incredible idea from Rav Shach. The next idea is from the Otzer Chaim, quotes from the Ishbitzer. It says in the Pasuk, Adam ki yakir mikem karban Hashem. So he asks a question. He says, the Meshulach says, it should have said the word mikem is really misplaced. Based on grammar, it should really say, Adam mikem, one of you, ki yakir karban, you bring a karban. What does it mean? Adam ki yakir mikem, when a person brings a karban from you. The word mikem is out of place. Says a Meshiloach. Bala Rameh comes to tell us that when a person brings a karban, he should not feel haughty, arrogant, proud. Rather, he has to see himself as everybody else. Yes, there's a certain natural feeling that you feel excited and proud that you brought a karban, you did the right thing. The person has to feel like he's like any other Jew, like any other Yid. Odom ki yakriv, when a person's makriv, when he brings a karban, he draws closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the end of the day, Mikem, view yourself as Kemochem, like everybody else, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept it. But a person, Chas V'Shalom, brings a carbon. A person, Chas V'Shalom, learns more Torah. A person, Chas V'Shalom, does a mitzvah, and he feels better, he feels like he's better than everybody else, that's not called the carbon Hashem. When a person, after doing a mitzvah, he still feels like Mikem, like everybody else, just as equal, that's what it means to bring a karban Lashem. That's the idea from the Ishbitzer. The next idea is from the Tver Shlomo of Shlomo Radomsk. Also in the Pasuk, Adam ki yakir mikem. He writes that, Ha'adam holach b'dirachav, vein lo shum his karbus Lashem baruchu. When a person is walking along his way, he doesn't feel any connection, any closeness to the Ribono Shel Olam, yikach lo raya min ha-behema. He should take a raya, look at an animal, Shana says hektesh shlakrava al pi dibur shadam. A person, you look at an animal, a cow, a sheep, a goat, and a person says that this animal, this cow, is a carbon. He says hareze ola, hareze chatas, hareze shlamim. That animal immediately turns into a kodesh kodashim. It turns in, it's full of kedusha. It's injected with kedusha. Rakai de dibur, just simply a person says ze'ola, the whole animal turns into a davar kadosh. Hevel piv shel adam. A person's breath, a person's words could transform an animal into a davar kadosh. Even though avapisha behema atma lo nishtanis, even though the animal itself didn't transform. It's the same exact animal, the same molecules, DNA, but now there's kedusha. But the dibur shemotzi adam, the word, the speech that a person says, that's kodesh kedashim. That's chalam behema. That transforms the behema. A person must see this. Uma od kavachomer dibur shel Torah v'tfilos Hashem Yisbarach. When a person, if he could change an animal by just saying the words ola ze ola, when a person speaks in Torah, when a person speaks the kodesh baruch hu, how much more so? And that's what it means, writes the Tefer Shlomo. Adam ki yakriv mikem shirotzu l'skariv l'Hashem. Person wants to yakriv. He wants to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Min ha-behema, from the animal, yavin mi'atmo. He can learn from an animal to himself. Shechal kadosh aleha, ayde dibor piv. By him speaking, he could change an animal. How much more so could he change himself? U'bezeh takriv es karbancham ki dai lo b'haruach Hashem asher b'kibov hu mishkan lo. You have a ruach Hashem. You have a neshama within yourself. You could bring that out. If you could change an animal into a davar kadosh, you could certainly change yourself into a davar kadosh. Next idea is from the Chida. Chida has a nice remez that he writes in one of his farm called Ruach Chaim, that there are three mitzvahs that we find that are tantamount to a karbon itself. Shlosha devarim shem ki karbanos. Talmud Torah is considered like a karbon. It says in the Gemara, the end of Menachos, that one who learns ha'osik b'Torah, it's kilu, he's makiv and ola. So a Torah is like a karbon. Tefillah, of course, is b'makom karbanos. So tefillah is also like a karbon. And thirdly, tainus, fasting, is like a karbon. You're being makiv your chalev and dam, your own fats and blood. So he writes, these three elements, Torah, tefillah and tainus, are all hinted at in the beginning of the Parsha. It says, may oel moed le'mor adam ki yakriv. The word oel moed is referring to the tent of Torah, the base medrash of learning. The word lemor is speaking tefillah, and adam kiyakim mikem, when a person gives of himself, mikem, from yourself, that's tainus, fasting, giving of your chelev and dam. So these three elements, Torah, tefillah, and tainus, are all hinted at, that they're all considered like karbanos in the beginning of the parsha. The next one is brought down from the shla. The pasuk v'shachar is ben abakel lefnei Hashem hekrivu bnei Aaron akwanim es adam vezarku es adam al mizbeach saviv asher pesach al moed, that you sprinkle the blood and you burn the fats. And we have to understand, why do we have to take the blood and the fats from the mizbeach, on the mizbeach? What's the significance? So the Ben Ish Chai explains. The Ben Ish Chai says, api hamashal, imagine there's a selcher, a merchant, who goes to the base medrash to learn. And he's there for a number of hours learning. And in between, a customer comes to the store. He wants to buy something, a large purchase. His wife doesn't know anything about business. And since she didn't see her husband here, so the customer came in. She didn't know what to do, so the customer left. When her husband came home, he heard what happened, that a big potential consumer came. And his wife didn't sell the products. She didn't know what to do. He got very angry at her. And he says to her, next time this happens, please come get me from the base medrash. A few days pass, and the tax collector comes to the store this time. He's ready to collect taxes. And the husband is in the base medrash. So immediately the wife says, oh, I got to get my husband. He says, next time a guy comes to the store, I got to get him. So he comes running home because he was told that someone's in the store. And when he sees it's the tax collector, he's so angry at his wife. He says, what a shota. When someone comes to buy, you don't get me. When someone comes to take, that's when you get me. Everything's backwards. So too when it comes to mitzvahs. Lekiyah mitzvahs, also tzarech zrizus v'chamimus. We have to have zrizus. We have to have passion. We have to have the want, the desire, the alacrity to perform mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs lo saseh, we have to be lazy, and lazy not to do the mitzvah, the lo saseh, not to do the averis. A person, unfortunately, is the opposite. He runs to do aveiros and he's lazy to do mitzvahs. So therefore, the dam, the blood which represents the chamimus, the zrizus, the alacrity, the energy, the enthusiasm, and the chaylev represents the coldness, the laziness. We've used everything the wrong way. We've used the dam for the wrong purposes, and the chaylev, the laziness, for the wrong purposes, and that's why we're makri both of these parts of the animal on the mizbeach. The next piece is from the Chidush Arim. The words, Isha Reach Nichoach Lashem, the fire is a beautiful fragrance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh the farish, ki harech murgash kvar mirachok, you could smell something from a great distance. Someone's baking a challah, baking a cake. The fikach kol davar shemargishim bo od kodem shiyakrivu elav kari reach. That which you feel and sense before you get to the source, it's called a reach, a smell. You smell something. The tzarech ha-karbon lios bofen kezeh. The carbon has to be in the same fashion. The person who's makriv the carbon is not only doing a kapara, an atonement for what he had done, but he's also changing his ways and how he's going to act mikan laba in the future. And that's the ikr carbon, the tshuva al laba, the tshuva on the future. So that's what he says, that it's a rech nichach because the Kadosh Baruch Hu could smell from the distance the person's going to do the right thing down the line. It's a rech nichach of the future actions, the future ma'isim tovim, the future Torah and tefillah of this particular person. And that's the rech nichach, the beautiful fragrance that Kadosh Baruch Hu smells. It's a piece from the Tver Shmuel that says in the positive, Vim nefesh achas, techta b'shkag, if one person sins, he has to go ahead and bring a carbon. So he writes, whatever is detached from its source is makabel tuma. A person that's dead is detached from the neshama and the guf. They separate, so it becomes a davar tame. Anything that dies is a davar tame. But when you're mechubar l'sharsho, when a person is connected to the root, to the source, to the neshama, he's not makabel tuma. Kacha davar b'gidula karka, that which goes to the ground. The zroim, the seeds, the tios, the plants. Kol man shelo katzes them, so long as they're not detached and disconnected from the ground, then they're going to grow. But if you detach them, you cut them off, so then they're not going to grow anymore. So he goes on to bring examples of water as well. So he says it's true of a person too. Kacha davar banashim im heim ba'achtos echad im ha'sheni. When a person has great achtos, great partnership, a great friendship, great relationships. Hatuma lo shalat esbem. There can't be any tuma on that person. About nefesh achas sechta. Where a person's by himself, he's alone, he's distant, he doesn't have a chabura, doesn't have a chavrusa, doesn't have a friend, a relationship, a friendship. That leads to chet. Person's all by himself, without a kesh, without a chibur to the nation. That's what leads to a chet. And the final piece from the Imi Noam, from the Jikavar. It says in the pasuk at the very end of the parashah, "V'chiper alav akorin lefnei Hashem v'nislach lo." Let's go on the word "v'nislach." He says that to all the chatayim that we do in this world and all the karbanos we bring in this world is a tikkun ultimately for the original chet of Adam Harishon. Avera kores avera, his avera caused another avera, caused another avera, and we have to figure out, we have to fix the initial shorish, the initial roots of this Avera. And the Gemara Brachos and the Medrash tells us that there were four opinions what exactly was that initial Avera. What was that Eitz HaDaas? One opinion says Chita, another opinion says it was an Esog, another opinion says it was a Gefen, the other opinion says a Teina. That's hinted out in the Pasuk, Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor, Eschag Aleph Saf Ches Gimel stands for Aleph is an Esog, Saf is a Teina, Ches is Chita, and Gimel is Gefen. Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor. And the Isser Chametz Seor is the Isser of the Eitz Hadas. Pesach time is a reference to fixing the initial chet, he writes. And that's why the Pasuk said, V'chiper alav akorin lefnei Hashem, v'nislach lo, the gematria of nislach, says the Jikver, is the same exact gematria as Pesach, because Pesach and v'nislach, Pesach is an ultimate tikkun of the chet of Adam HaRishon. Everyone have a wonderful week and a beautiful Shabbos.